darkness and light, evening and morning. These were the basic elements of the first day. They're also the basic elements of every day, of this day, today. A day was one of the first things God made. Before he made starfish and eagles and mountains and people, he created a day. Before even making the sun and the moon, he chose to frame the manner in which he wanted us to experience life. Right from the start, our time here on earth was to be measured in days with an ending and a beginning, evening and morning. This is continued and will continue for as long as the earth exists. Life is a stitching together of days. We encounter life and we encounter God one day at a time. Just sit with that idea for a moment. Ponder the reality of what this pattern suggests, what a gift it really is. The structure of what we know as a day is not merely a random measurement of time. God made this day this way for a reason. He makes all our days this way for a reason. I mean, think of all the other ways he could have made them. What if the sun could never be counted on to come up at all? What if you just never knew? It might rise in 10 minutes. It might not rise for 10 years. Can you imagine? How different life would be, how much scarier and more disorienting if each morning and evening didn't arrive as reliably as clockwork? Every day is designed by God with precision, with purpose, with a plan, with importance. Every day is a new treasure. But we don't see days that way, do we? When we look at an average day, we see something else. Perhaps we see a canvas that's nowhere near big enough to hold all the things we need to cram into it before tomorrow comes. Or we see a dull, monotonous repeat of the same old tasks and routines. Or we see a basket full of worries and questions and challenges we don't want to face. Or because of regrets and the consequences of our actions, we can't really see much promise in today, having become so controlled by the past. We don't typically see the treasure in each day. We don't recognize it as a gift. We don't start out often enough asking ourselves, what am I going to do with this day? But what if we did? What if we did? How much different would our days become? Just for today. We arrived in Cincinnati early in November, riding a wave of fresh unknowns. Swinging our feet to the floor the next morning, all we knew was that we'd follow the trail of hope to this town, to these people. But what it meant for that day exactly, and for however many more days might follow, we really had no way of gauging. All we knew to do was to get up, start walking, and find out. We understood the gist of the process in broad terms. After a slew of initial tests, scans, and consultations, Kelly would undergo a surgical procedure. The doctors would implant an amnioport in her abdomen that would enable her to receive amniotic fluid infusions directly into her uterus. The operation involved a measure of risk, but if it was completed according to plan, doctors could supply enough amniotic fluid around Jude to decrease any discomfort he was experiencing, encouraging his growth and allowing him to practice breathe to strengthen his lungs. Nothing, of course, could immediately correct the problems he had with his kidney. But the more these infusions could prolong Kelly's pregnancy, her due date was still nearly 20 weeks out, the greater the chance of success. Success in this case meant that if Kelly was able to deliver Jude and if the medical team was able to stabilize his little body after birth, which the odds were stacked against, he'd immediately be put on dialysis. Dialysis, you probably know, is a procedure that filters the blood, performing various tasks that normal kidneys naturally do. Then, under close monitoring, if he continued to make it past a number of milestones that indicated his body was strengthening the way it should, the ultimate goal was that by the time Jude was around 2 years old, Josh would donate one of his kidneys to his son. And if all went well with that, Jude would be one of the few poster children for this experimental procedure. That was the long-shot scenario we locked onto with every prayer, with every dream. And we kept walking toward it with each new day that dawned. Morning and evening. Morning and evening. That's how we learn to live. Each day took on its own meaning and sense of progress. The cliche you hear about living life one day at a time had never seemed so unavoidable, so absolutely necessary. The line we prayed more often than any other and with more intensity than ever was this: "Just for today, Lord,